This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So he does a job like mine, but, you know, different times. So, but anyway, let me not waste any time and just do this as we welcome him on the line.
It's time for Game Changer on Sports on Capricorn, where we celebrate the movers and the shakers in your community.
It's showtime.
And it is indeed showtime. Maskepe, good evening and welcome to Sports on Capricorn.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
No, I'm very well, man. And also, let me greet all the people there in my province. You will know that I'm from that beautiful province, Moleti Aphau. That is where I'm from.
Just about to say, allow me to say, welcome home,
eh?
But anyway, Maskepe, thank you for taking time to come and speak to us on Sports on Capricorn. I'm very excited to be talking to you because this is one of, you know, the features that we created on this show, to, you know, talk to people that are bringing change and developing, you know, our communities. And you're one of those people. And what excites me is you are in a platform that, you know, we work on every day to actually try and see changes in our communities, whether it's sports, education and all that. But just give me a bit of a background as to when did this all start and what was the big motive behind it?
You know, let me just start by explaining, you know, what all that we do, Maskepe Matlwane Foundation, that is an umbrella, basically. It's a vehicle that I am trying to use to make sure that there is success because we've got a United Warriors Football Club that was started last year around May. And then we also started what we call Moleti Debate Championship, which kicked off actually earlier this year in March. And then we also have a new venture that's coming up, actually will be starting officially on the 1st of August, which will be the Moleti Tennis Association. Because we always, you know, as young people, we always, as you know, myself and yourself, Clifford, on radio, we lament what is not happening in our communities. We lament that we always expect somebody to do something for us. True. But we've got the know-how, we've got the capabilities, we've got the passion for these things. So I see that, you know, you look at our areas. You know, I'm from Moleti, but I don't only live for Moleti alone. You know, I travel around a lot. I watch a lot of football. Kiabo Mashashani, Kiabo Ramatala, Kiabo Bochum, all these places, there's so much talent. All these places, there's so much belief. And these young people want to do something. And now you've got this challenge where at home there's no one who's actually giving them the motivation to do something. In the villages, there's no one who gives them the motivation to do something. You look at the media today, it's littered with information about, you know, people have been killed somewhere. People have not been doing what is right. But we are here, and we can be this difference. We can be this catalyst that young people can look at and say, hang on, there is a Clifford here who is on radio. How does he get there? Mm-hmm. There's a Maskepe who does this. How does he get there? And you've got Wakawuso Olela, you've got Bobo Thabiso Semenya, who have played football from Moleti. You've got all with Jackson Mabogwane, Captain Bafana Bafana from Moleti. How do we create more Jackson Mabogwane? How do we create more Elias Mwepet? Right? And this is a job for all of us because schools used to do this. School teachers used to be really people who would provide this kind of guidance. And we see it's not happening anymore. But we've got people like ourselves who have studied the game, who have, you know, academic experience and academic qualifications that can actually help take our villages and our communities to the next level. So that is where all these things that we're doing are coming from. And I realize that just saying United Warriors alone or Moleti Debate Championship or Moleti Tennis Association, that will be difficult to reach the people. Mm. Because people will think, no, it's only about football. No, it's only about debate. No, it's only about tennis. So that is where the Maskepe Matlwane Foundation came through to also allow you know, your Department of Sports to come in and also support our endeavors to allow, for example, Komolezi Koretswang, Rekaya Kogoshin, Kwale Kgoshi Gabo Molaotheo to come in and also support us, because there is no community that's not going to work if its leaders are not working with it. And there's no community that's going to work if us as active citizens are not doing our duty as citizens. These kids look up to us. What are we giving to them to go give to the world?
You know, Muskev, you've said so much, ne? And I'm sitting here and listening, and I'm like, there's so many people that I've come across, and you know, you always hear people talk about development and education and all that, but in most cases, it's something that ends up just there. It's either at a chillers or it's either at a game, and then somebody will say, ah, you know, but development is a problem, and you know, we've even had Coach Hugo Bruce talk about it, but you know, we sit down here and fight about it and call each other names about it, but we are not standing up to start doing something about it. And here you are, you have started something. And one thing that I'm actually interested in so much is the education part, because I know football, tennis, it's the things that you work with almost every day. Education, as a learned person, you continue to pursue education, but to come back and say, this is one thing that I still want to instill in our youth, in where I come from, in our communities. And so I want to find out more on the part of education besides debate. What more is it that we are looking forward into?
So how we are doing it is that because, I mean, a whole lot of the players that I'm working with are minors. These are young people. These are and I mean, it's two pronged actually in the explanation. Now, if you look at it from one aspect, we are dealing with a lot of young people. And these young people are coming there. They still have to go to school, you know. All of them, they want to see themselves driving big cars like Bongani Zungu, and then they want to forget that there's an education aspect to it. And yesterday I was at five-a-side football on Thursday, even though in Almukhabanyana. And I met these two young boys who play football, and one of them was telling me about, you know, his schooling and so on, because in all the players that I meet, boys and girls, the first thing that I always ask them is, what are you doing at school? What is it that you are doing at school so that we can try to see? Master Pemazon Foundation, we are looking at all these things, that we must go to school first. We must then football can come after, or tennis can come after, when we know that in terms of your education, you are in a very, very good space. So if you look at our team, for example, I was actually shocked when the team started, and then there was this boy, we call him Neymar, Noko Pao. I mean, the boy is a brilliant defensive midfielder. I asked him, are you going to school? He says, no. Why? He says, no, I was unable to go to school because, I mean, the reasons that we know in villages, because there's no adequate information. I look at the boy's results. The boy has got 80%, 90% in mathematics. I mean, that's amazing. But the boy is at home. And you've got people who coach this boy continuously, but don't make an effort for this boy to go and go to school. Now I can tell you he is an engineering student at the University of Johannesburg. And there are others. So the debate competition is, we realize as well, not everyone will be good at science. Not everyone will be good at math. But how can we teach these kids these things without just restricting it to the textbook? Now, when we debate social issues, then they start to say, oh, I didn't know this. When we debate about the looting that happens and the killing that happens, and then they realize, I actually know about news without actually consuming news. True. And then when we talk about geography, you see, so that is how we are trying to make learning a bit easier, through debate, and have them interested more in school so that they realize, even in class, actually, I can talk to my teacher. Because we know that we went to school where when the teacher says, hey, Clifford, that's the answer. Yeah, Thomas Lauja in your chair, also nega overlay. But when you start encouraging these things, and they ask me questions, and they ask us questions in the executive there at United Warriors and at the Muscat Madron Foundation, then it becomes easy for them to learn. It becomes easy for them to ask questions. It becomes easy for them to look for more information. And also, we realize that there's a bit of skepticism in our villages when it comes to women's football.
True.
Right? Because parents don't necessarily just trust that girls will be trained by boys. And also, girls, also, they are not, you know, looking to just come out and say that we can do this thing. Now, how do we also not leave the girls behind? So that is where the debate comes in. Because even they must be part of this big cake that we are giving to the people of Moleti Matala and so on, to say that here are opportunities to go to school, here are opportunities to play sports, and here are opportunities to shape your life, to be better. So that is where we are, that is what we are trying to do with the debate. And obviously when you are getting into the next level with Moleti Debate Championship, that is where we're going to have schools competing against each other. And from there, you can sift. Because when you listen to the argument that these kids are making, you realize, okay, this one is actually very good at science. Then we can channel him better. This one is good at history and is good at geography. Then we can channel him better to social sciences. And this one is very good at this. Then we can channel him to mathematics. So you can see that this allows for better progress of these young people. And some of them, I mean, you and I, we may have been, you know, I don't know if I can say blessed to know what we wanted to do from a young age. Mm-hmm. But when you meet these kids and you ask them what they want to do, they don't know until you spark that interest. I don't know if you get me.
I do get you, man. We are still in conversation with Maskepe Matabane of Maskepe Matabane Foundation. Sounds nice, eh? I have to say your name and I have to say the name of the foundation. It's both the same name of the one person.
I have a problem with it myself, because a lot of people were saying to me, why are you not naming your team Maskepe Matabane FC? And I said, that's a horrible name. Imagine, the people are not even going to say, how about they could have won. Maskepe FC, those people must lose all the time. So, but with the foundation, I was forced, because, you know, this is the problem that we have in South Africa, yeah, and in the world, actually, vanity, where people respect what they think they had or what they think they know than the actual work. And which is what I don't want. I don't want people respecting Maskepe Matabane because he's on power. No, I want them to respect the work and say, we want to work with this guy because he's doing well, not because of who he is. But because now when you make phone calls and saying, I've got 20 kids and I want to take them for trials, and they say, who are you? You don't have a name, basically. They don't listen to you. I'm looking for 40 books I want to give to the libraries at these two schools. Who are you? There's no name. So now you try to leverage on this name, even though I don't even think that this name actually has won anything.
It all wins something big. It all wins something big. Let's agree on that. One day we're going to sit down and celebrate that big win. But now, you've talked about tennis as well. I mean, it's one of the sports that, you know, when you go to rural areas, it's very scarce, because also the facilities are very not much there, because you find that sometimes even if they're there, they're not used purposely for what they are meant for.
That is very true. Sorry to interject. That is very true. And that is why we've got this Moleti Tennis Association as well. I mean, let me tell you about where I come from, for example. You come to our school, Karavi Secondary School. That's where I did all my education. Now, they were fortunate enough, or we were fortunate enough at the village Arapao, to get a tennis court. But I can tell you right now, tennis court, no one is using it for anything. Why? Who are we waiting to use this tennis court when we can't? So which is where the idea comes from, to say that, okay, here's a facility that's not used. We spoke to the school to say that we can buy tennis rackets, we can buy tennis balls. You don't have to give us those. All we need is the keys. We will come ourselves to clean, to make sure that this tennis court is in good condition. All we need is the keys. And then we will get this kit. We will put them in this tennis court. We will get them balls, we'll get them rackets. All they need to do, they must come and learn tennis. Who knows? We might just have a Rafael Nadal coming from Moleti Apao or Apaudi or Aflora or Amashashani or Bohomo, the Lining. You know, you can have all of that. Mm. And these things are just right there at our fingertips. You know, so that is what we are doing. We work with these things. We know juices. We know labs. We know all these things. So why are we not taking them back to where we come from? And why do we always complain and say that about a city tailor, when we as citizens can actually come and say we can contribute this? Why are we not cleaning our schools? Why are we not cleaning our tennis courts? Why are we not offering our services to the schools to say, I see that there's a boys who want to play football. I can come and volunteer myself and coach them. And which is part of what we are also going to do, because on the first and the second, there's going to be tennis clinics, and then there's going to be football clinics, and the football clinics will be done through the Via Kilia United Warriors FC. And I can tell you right now, if I can give you a list of the players that we've taken through trials, I mean, so many talented boys, you know, Lesewo Palala from RPT, you've got Niki Nyaga from Tlo, who is now a teacher by profession and is still playing football, and we're still trying to get him. And then this coming week, we've got trials, our boys, you know, Bobo Kwalene, they are going for trials. And you look at the excitement that they have. You speak to the parents and they say, hey, namu to our magaja. 4 o'clock, we'll gym. 5 o'clock, we'll have a year. We'll have a TV. We'll analyze that. Arsenal level in because he wants to improve his game. You see where it starts. And now we see that we can actually get better. We can actually be, even parents at home are saying, hey, banana our magaja. Kantu wa sangwa.
And you know, one of the things that I like about this is that I think a few weeks ago, if not last week, we spoke to the president of Limpopo Sports Academy, Ntate Alipole, where he mentioned that one of the biggest challenges is that, you know, Limpopo as a province is losing most of its athletes to other provinces because we are not nurturing them. We are not giving them space to actually come through and showcase their talent. And I believe this is one of the things that we were talking about, what you just brought, you know, to the communities of Mulechi, Hamamahole, and all those places, because this is one of the bigger things that we needed so much. And I remember, I think you also questioned, you know, Coach Hugo Bruce's, you know, comments about development. And you also mentioned that he's not wrong because we do have that much of a problem.
We do. He's not wrong. And what he is saying is what we always knew, right? And what he came here was not to develop our players. It was to get them to the next level from where they were developed. But who is developing these players at home? Nobody. And how can we... We are here. Why are we not going in? So far, coaching licenses are not expensive. And you've got former players who have dealt with professional coaches. We can speak to them. We've got coaches that we can speak to. And, you know, we can go to these coaches and say, tell us, what is transition? You know, what is all these things that you speak about, half spaces and so on? They teach you. I mean, I was fortunate enough. I mean, I went to people like Kaitano Tembo, Coach Peter Musimane, go there, observe training, ask questions, learn, get books, read, and understand the game. Now, when I go and I coach, it's easier. I understand these things. And how many people, every week, in every village, you see people playing football, you see people coaching. So there's interest. Now, how do we now make sure that this interest is more formal? How do we make sure that these people are doing what is right with this interest that they have, which is what we are trying to change, and we're trying to steer to the right direction as a Muscat Matuan Foundation. And I want to invite you and Busani and many of the Capricorn FM listeners to say, here is an academy, here is a sports development, here is a debating competition that's coming up, and tennis. Use it. Come, bring your kids. On the 31st of July, 2022, which is going to be a Sunday, we're going to have coaching clinics for football. And then on the 1st and the 2nd of August, we're going to have tennis clinics. Bring your kids. Let's all be there. Let's ask questions. Let's see together how can we drive the youth of Mulechi through education, through sports, and just through this determination that we have as black people.
Ms. Kevin, there's quite a lot of things that we can talk about, but I'm sure that, you know, your show is about to start that side. But just give us, you know, information as to how people, you know, be part of, you know, Maskepe Matabane Foundation. I see there's a text here that says, short clip, please ask Maskepe, how can one be part of Maskepe Matabane Foundation? And lastly, ask him, where can I send my CV for assistant coach at United Warriors FC?
Very, very easy, my brother. You can just search me on any of the social media networks, Maskepe Matabane on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Send me a message. We will talk from there. This thing, what we are trying to do, we are even trying to take this thing out and I have to be fancy, I have to speak like this to be here. No!
Mm-mm.
Bring all those things. Let's teach each other. If we want to speak fancy, let's teach each other to speak fancy, because not all of us were able to go to all these fancy schools and do these things. But let's bring the knowledge that we get there. Let's give it to our people. And let's take our people from the bottom if they are there. Let's go up with them.
Maskepe, thank you so much for your time, and we'll keep, you know, calling and getting more information so that our people are, you know, are in the know of what's happening at the Maskepe Matabane Foundation.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your time.
And then that was, I have to call him the chairman, the president of Maskepe Matsavani Foundation, Maskepe Matsavani of Power Sports Extra. He's up now from 7 until 8 p.m. on Power FM. But we are back on Capricorn FM, and up next is Miss H, Helen Sierra on the Capricorn Group.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.